Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Farm Bureau Second Vice President Fritz Kieske will retire this week after 8 years on the Executive Board and 28 years on the Kentucky Farm Bureau State Board. Kieske says House Bill 611 is certainly one of the most significant accomplishments he can remember.
That was the start of getting the agriculture's part of the master settlement money, and I think from there on up to now, including now, that's history. Something that has changed the face of agriculture in our state. Livestock, grain, all areas of agriculture, our fruit and vegetable growers, it's just huge for what it's created.
Kieske adds, along with that was the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement.
Just another engine right after that that started moving us to a different position in agriculture than what we've shared in the past, even though we still have a viable tobacco growers and they're raising the crop.
He notes working with Farm Bureau President Mark Haney has also been a pleasure.
Mark Haney's been president. He'll finish out his 10th year, and he's just been such a great president. And a lot of things that's happened here in the last 10 years he's been a part of, and we as the executive team's worked on. And you start off with Livestock Standards Board. That has been huge to be proactive on the way we care for all of our animals.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
As Farm Bureau Second Vice President Fritz Kieske reflected on his time on the board, he said water management is another major issue.
The water working group that was started under KFB that Mark's pointed, I think that is really being proactive into a resource that we have in Kentucky that we need to really look at, and that's how to capture more water.
He adds, seeing resolutions begin at the local level and have a far-reaching impact is something he truly appreciates about the Farm Bureau organization.
We had to have a way to protect our cattle and livestock from these very aggressive black vultures. It came right back to the grassroots. Pretty sure Lincoln County sent in the first resolution on that.
A new Second Vice President will be elected Saturday, December 1st during the 99th annual meeting. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.